Little Margaret sat in her high hall door, combing back her long yellow hair. Saw sweet William and his new made bride riding down the road so near. Then she took back her comb, took back her long yellow hair, said, I'll go down and bid 'em farewell and never more go there. It was so lately in the night, when they were fast asleep, little Margaret appeared all dressed in white, standing at the bedstead. Oh, how well do you like that pillow? How well do you like that sheet? How well do you like that fair young maid that lies in your arms asleep? Oh, well, do I like my snow white pillow? Well, do I like my sheet? Much better do I like that fair young maid that stands at my bedstead. He called on his servant men to come and saddle the dapple robe. Oh, he went to Margaret's house and knocked. He knocked at the door alone. Is little Margaret in the house, or is she in the hall? Little Margaret lays in her cold black coffin, with her pale face to the wall. Throw back those snow white clothes. Be they ever so fine, and let me kiss those corpy lips, for I know they'll never kiss mine. Once he kissed her lily white hand, and twice he kissed her cheeks, three times he kissed those corpy lips, then he fell in her